Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narcissists podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Narcissist: A Complete Guide for Dealing with Narcissism and Creating the Life You Want by Judy Dyer is a practical self-help guide about narcissistic behavior, narcissistic personality disorder, and the emotional damage caused by close relationships with highly self-centered or manipulative people. Written for general readers rather than clinicians, it explains narcissism in accessible terms and focuses on situations involving partners, parents, friends, bosses, and other recurring figures in daily life. The book is especially positioned for empaths and highly sensitive readers, a group Dyer often addresses in her work, because it argues that people who are attentive, accommodating, and emotionally responsive can become vulnerable to narcissistic exploitation. Its purpose is not to provide diagnosis or therapy, but to help readers recognize patterns, understand why these relationships become draining, and take practical steps toward boundaries, separation, and recovery. The emphasis throughout is on awareness, self-protection, and rebuilding a life not organized around the narcissist's needs. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding narcissism as a behavioral pattern rather than a casual label. A central function of the book is to clarify what narcissism means in everyday relationships, while also referring to narcissistic personality disorder as a more serious and enduring pattern. Dyer presents narcissism as more than vanity or confidence, and it involves a lack of empathy, excessive need for attention, entitlement, emotional manipulation, and difficulty taking responsibility for harm. This distinction matters because many readers approach the subject after confusing, painful experiences in which the other person can appear charming, injured, superior, or helpless, depending on what secures control. By framing narcissism as a pattern of relating, the book helps readers move beyond isolated incidents and evaluate repeated behavior over time. The guide does not function as a diagnostic manual, and it should not be treated as a substitute for clinical assessment. Its value is more practical. It gives non-specialists a vocabulary for recognizing why certain relationships feel one-sided, destabilizing, and resistant to normal problem-solving. This approach is useful because victims often spend energy explaining away harmful conduct as stress, insecurity, or misunderstanding. Dyer's framework encourages attention to consistency, accountability, and emotional impact. Secondly, why empaths and highly responsive people can become targets for narcissists. One of the book's distinctive emphases is the relationship between narcissists and empaths. Dyer argues that people who are emotionally perceptive, generous, forgiving, or eager to understand others may unintentionally provide the attention and reassurance a narcissistic person seeks. This does not mean the empath is responsible for the abuse. Rather, the book explains a compatibility of needs that can become harmful. The narcissist seeks validation and control, while the empath may keep offering patience, emotional labor, and second chances. This dynamic helps explain why some readers repeatedly find themselves in relationships that begin with intensity and later become exhausting. The analysis is practical because it shifts the question from what is wrong with me to what pattern keeps being repeated. For empaths, the book's message is that compassion without boundaries can be exploited. It also cautions against mistaking the ability to feel another person's pain for an obligation to heal them. The result is a model of self-protection that preserves sensitivity while reducing vulnerability to manipulation, guilt, and emotional overextension. Thirdly, recognizing red flags before emotional attachment becomes harder to break. The book places strong emphasis on early recognition, because narcissistic relationships often become more difficult to leave once emotional dependence, guilt, shared history, or practical obligations accumulate. Dyer discusses warning signs such as charm that feels unusually intense, disregard for boundaries, lack of genuine accountability, constant need for admiration, blame shifting, and emotional volatility when challenged. The point is not to encourage suspicion toward everyone, but to train readers to notice mismatches between words and behavior. A narcissistic person may present themselves as exceptional, victimized, misunderstood, or uniquely bonded to the reader, yet respond poorly when their needs are not prioritized. Red flags are therefore treated as evidence to be evaluated cumulatively. This is important because many victims focus on the pleasant early phase of the relationship and interpret later mistreatment as temporary. The book encourages readers to trust repeated discomfort, confusion, and emotional exhaustion as meaningful information. Its practical reasoning is that leaving or setting limits is easier before the relationship becomes organized around appeasing the narcissist and repairing damage they repeatedly cause. Fourthly, boundaries and disengagement as core protection strategies. Dyer's guidance repeatedly returns to the importance of boundaries, especially when immediate separation is difficult because the narcissistic person is a parent, coworker, partner, or someone tied to practical responsibilities. Boundaries in this context are not merely statements of preference. They are limits on access, conversation, emotional disclosure, and the reader's willingness to participate in cycles of provocation and repair. The book's practical orientation is clear. If a relationship cannot be safely or fully exited, the reader must reduce opportunities for manipulation and stop treating every accusation, crisis, or emotional demand as something that requires personal rescue. This focus is useful because narcissistic dynamics often keep victims engaged through guilt, argument, or hope that the other person will finally understand. Dyer presents protection as an active process, requiring consistency rather than a single confrontation. The strongest implication is that healthy boundaries are measured by behavior, not by whether the narcissist approves of them. Readers are encouraged to prioritize safety, emotional stability, and long-term well-being over the temporary relief of appeasing someone who repeatedly violates limits. Lastly, recovery as rebuilding identity after narcissistic abuse. The book does not stop at identifying narcissistic behavior. Its broader purpose is to help readers imagine a life after the relationship's psychological grip has weakened. Dyer treats recovery as a process of reclaiming attention, confidence, and decision-making from a dynamic that may have trained the victim to monitor another person's moods. This is especially important because narcissistic abuse often leaves people doubting their judgment, minimizing their needs, or feeling responsible for someone else's emotional state. The book's idea of creating the life you want is therefore not a vague promise of happiness, but a practical shift in orientation. The reader begins to define safety, fulfillment, and self-respect independently of the narcissist's approval. At the same time, the book is best understood as an introductory and supportive guide rather than an advanced clinical resource. Readers dealing with severe trauma, danger, custody conflict, or mental health crisis may need professional help beyond what a general self-help book can provide. Its contribution lies in making recovery feel structured and understandable for people who are just beginning to name what happened. In conclusion, Narcissist is best suited for readers who suspect that a partner, parent, friend, coworker, or other close person is draining them through manipulation, entitlement, blame, or emotional control. It will be especially relevant to empaths, highly sensitive people, and readers who repeatedly enter relationships where compassion turns into overfunctioning. The practical benefit is that it gives readers a plain language framework for naming narcissistic patterns, spotting red flags, setting boundaries, and considering whether distance or exit is necessary. Intellectually, it helps distinguish ordinary conflict from a recurring relational structure in which one person's needs dominate and the other person's reality is minimized. Compared with more clinical books on narcissistic personality disorder, Dyer's guide stands out for its accessibility and direct focus on the victim's experience rather than diagnostic complexity. Compared with broader books on toxic relationships, it is more specifically organized around the empath and narcissist dynamic, making it useful for readers who want to understand why they feel repeatedly targeted or depleted. Its limitation is also part of its positioning. It is not a substitute for therapy, legal advice, or crisis support. Its strength is as a clear, practical starting point for readers who need orientation, language, and initial strategies for protecting themselves from narcissistic abuse. If you would like to support Judy Dyer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.